It's 6th of December. I am a very spleeny person. All my life I have doubted the correctness of my decisions. All the time I was insecure and full with doubts about whatever it was worth getting this particular job, whatever there was a need to take on this particular project. I always felt like I was missing something, losing something. Felt that in a different job with other people, it would be more interesting or I would be more successful and self-confident. That's how I lived. All the time I was worried because I thought I was doing something wrong. Or not wrong, but not for those people. Or for worse, but not for the money that I deserve. In general, there has always been a reason for doubt and uncertainty. And only in the army I have no doubts and no hesitations. Here I feel in my place whatever the command sends me and whatever task is set for me. I found myself in a situation where is simply no alternative to military service. I can't imagine that I would now be writing articles or broadcasting, doing ordinary journalistic work at a time when my country is bleeding. All my worries and reflections about war are in the past, and of course they will appear in the future if I live to see the day of victory and can return to normal civilian life. But now, for the first time in my entire adult life, I have no doubt that I'm in the right place and doing exactly what I need to do. I have to say I'm not the only one. There are thousands and thousands of us. Only in recent days have I met a detective writer, a jailer, and a polar explorer who in February of this year left their civilian professions and joined the army. And they also do not doubt the correctness of their choice. Do not hesitate and do not reflect. Everyone understands that now our place is in the army. This does not mean, of course, that we do not miss the familiar things and people. Does not mean that we are going to link our lives with the army forever. Not at all. Immediately after the victory, I, the polar explorer, the writer, the jailer, and hundreds of thousands of other people will take off our uniforms, put on jeans and t-shirts, and disperse to offices, bars, theaters, television studios, and polar stations. We will be dissatisfied with the salaries, we will begin to grumble at colleagues, grow old and do our ordinary, peaceful things. Unfortunately, we won't all be back. Ukrainian defenders continue to die at the hands of the invaders every day. Russia definitely cannot win this war but continues it, losing thousands of its people but killing Ukrainians in the process. Killing and maiming. Who in the very first days of the war taught me and other recruits the rules of first aid, was seriously wounded in the Donbas a few days ago. Several Russian bullets hit him at once. He's in the hospital and doctors are fighting for his life. I do not really understand how to describe what is happening now in the Donbas to people who have never been here. I do not understand, but I'll try anyway. Imagine cities from which 70, 80 or even 90% of inhabitants have left. Imagine entire residential blocks ground to dust by bombs and shells. Imagine a city where the most crowded place is a hospital filled with soldiers and civilians injured in yet another Russian raid. Add to that the sound of sirens every couple of hours, which means the Russians are firing rockets again, and, most importantly, try to feel the incredible rumble and trembling of the earth under your feet at the moment these rockets hit another peaceful object. If you manage to imagine all this, if you can understand what and for what purpose Russia is doing with our country, then you will easily understand why writers, jailers, and everyone else voluntarily joined the army.